Alexa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast.
It's Cecily.
And I'm Vanessa. And today we were going to talk about Wally Amos, A Teller Untold.
Yeah. So Amos was born July 1st, 1936 in Tallahassee, Florida.
And then he ended up moving to live with his aunt, Della. But let's kind of rewind for a second. So I'm not sure how many of you guys have heard of Wally Amos. You probably have heard of that last name. The big key here is that he's famous for his cookies, but famous also as an agent for the William Morris Agency. And if for those of you guys that are not familiar with him, with the William Morris Agency, it is like, it was the first talent agency ever that started in like 1898. And even today, it's one of 1898. It started when vaudeville had started. Like, it was the very first talent agency ever. And even today, it is like the biggest talent agency in the world. I should say the top three. So there's like three of the main ones. So he was with one of the main agencies. And actually, his story is kind of funny because he's the first black agent in 1962. And in 1962, before that, a lot of talent work was complaining, saying there's no black agents. So during that time with an agency, they would either be, you could not represent black talent and white talent. And so then in the 60s, they said, this is ridiculous because, you know, Motown was starting and all of that. So William Morris got a lot of pressure saying, you need a black agent. So literally William Morris went to a temp agency and said, we need a black person.
Yeah.
And so Wally Amos applied and became the very first agent.
Yeah, he signed Simon and Garfunkel, The Supremes, Marvin Gaye, and even Patti LaBelle.
Yeah, so he founded them. Like, that's pretty impressive. I would love to say, wouldn't that be so cool to be like, yeah, no big deal, but hey, I founded Marvin Gaye and Simon and Garfunkel.
And let me clarify. I said stars from the 1980s. It seems it goes a little bit farther back than that. Yeah. The 70s, I should say. Right.
Yeah. Well,
the 60s and the 70s.
60s and 70s. Yeah. And then he also became head of within the agency. They started this rock and roll department. And so then there he started representing talent such as Sam Cooke and Diana Ross. Do you know who Sam Cooke is?
I don't.
Yeah, Sam Cooke is a really famous artist, too. But, you know, we know the fabulous Diana Ross.
Oh, I love Diana.
So within that, he was amazing as an agent. But let's go back, kind of like we were saying, how he grew up in Florida. But then he moved with his aunt, Della. And after his parents actually were separated, and his aunt lived in New York City. But what's so significant about his aunt Della was that she was always baking.
Yeah, and she's the one who came up with the recipe.
Yeah, the recipe for Famous Amos. So she was baking all the time while she was, you know, keeping and kind of bringing Wally Amos up. And he would see that. So he was so mesmerized by her cooking that he enrolled in a vocational high school for culinary arts. And he went there for 2 years. And so he was so inspired by his aunt's recipe, which was the chocolate chip and pecan cookie recipe.
Yeah. So he kind of put his agent hat to the side and just kind of indulged himself in just the cookie part.
Yeah. And right before that, so he left the William Morris Agency and then he wanted to start his own like management company in the entertainment industry. And so his first client for his management company was the South African trumpet player, Mascala. He's that famous, you've heard his music. We've danced to his music before, but Hugh Mascala, we'll have to play it after this.
Okay.
He has this really famous song out there. But so after he worked with him, the client, like, he fired him pretty much, Wally Amos, because Wally wanted him to move to California from South Africa. And he had he just got married and had a little infant. And he was like, I'm not moving all the way from Africa to California. So then that's where the cookie part came in.
Yeah. He kind of lost success in that department, you know. He focused on his cookies, and he got an overwhelming response. And in 1974, he decided to start his cookie company.
Yeah, and he started his cookie company with $25,000. And within that $25,000, the reason why he actually started it was, of course, because he had all the contacts in the entertainment industry. He would take his cookies and go to these parties and entertainment industry parties and gatherings and kind of pass out his cookies. But also very significant as an agent, every time he would work with a client, he would package up some cookies and give it to him and trying to get more clients from that. So it was kind of like his little MO thing of, hey, this is a Wally Amos thing, like a gift. Instead of people giving him a card or flowers, he used to give cookies.
And I would much rather have a cookie than a card.
Especially like some fresh cookies.
Fresh cookies, yeah.
So the entertainment industry professionals loved it, and they encouraged him, like, hey, dude, open up this, you know, Famous Amos, the cookie place. And so with that $25,000, he started, like, his first store was in West Sunset Boulevard and North Formosa Avenue in Hollywood, California. And from my understanding, they still have that today in, like, a sign that's, like, for tourists.
Oh, how cool. And get this, guys. In his first year, he made $300,000. And then his second year, $1 million. Can you believe it? And cookie sales. Come on now.
Yeah, that is pretty insane, I would think. So then he picked up all these different department stores, and they ended up selling his cookies. But then later on, within like 10 years, he sold the company, and he sold it to
Shansby Group.
I'm not familiar with them.
Me neither. So after selling the recipe, he started Chip and Cookie Company, which focuses on real, all natural ingredients. But he used the same recipe and was later sued by Shansby Group for violating their contract.
Yeah, I'm not sure why he used the same recipe. That's kind of
weird. Yeah, that is kind of weird. He sold it, then used the same recipe.
A little shady.
Okay,
I wonder what happened with that.
I feel like he dug himself in a hole. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
I think so, too.
We'll get to that later on.
But then later, in 1998, Keebler signed Amos and his Famous Amos brand for the recipes and the branding. For him to continue being the spokesman for Famous Amos. So there's where you would think he would definitely make some money, because if he's the spokesperson and on the commercials, that's where you're making some money too.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Keebler, though, ended up, they wanted to keep him involved. So what was cool about that was that, like, one day Keebler called them in and said, hey, Amos, I want you to make sure that you get an approval on the cookies with your name on it, because they made some changes, and they made those changes just to make things cheaper.
Just like they do with our food today.
Exactly. But he went in there and tasted it and was like, no, I don't approve of this. He's like, thumbs down, because they didn't use, he said, the difference is you can tell a difference because there were not natural ingredients.
Yeah, they were using artificial flavors to make it less expensive.
Right. And so Keebler didn't change it all the way, but they did take some of it into consideration and added some
natural ingredients.
Exactly. The brand now is owned currently by Kellogg. Wally Amos pretty much lost everything.
Yeah. Yeah, right now he's living in Hawaii with his wife and kids, and he's broke.
He's not making a dime from those cookies. So when you guys purchase those cookies, it's not going to him. Let's not purchase those cookies. Let's boycott.
We want to buy them for his sake, but come on now. This is ridiculous. But so what happened was he still loves the whole cookie thing. So in Hawaii, he ended up running another company called Chip and Cookie Company and another one called Uncle No Name Cookies and sells them in local Hawaiian stores. So next time we're in Hawaii, or if we ever get there.
I plan on getting there. I'm going to Hawaii. Again.
We can taste them. I've never been there. I want to go. And then also the Uncle Wally's famous, oof, I'm sorry, the Uncle Wally's family of muffins has sold over 5,000 stores in the United States, including Walmart and Costco. And again, he's really big in all natural ingredients, which is great. Wally Amos has gotten tons of awards, presidential award for entrepreneur excellence, national literacy honors, and so much more based on just his auntie's cookie recipe. Mm-hmm. Don't you wish you could find like your... Do you have an old recipe from your great-grandmother or your grandmother?
You know, my aunt, who passed away years ago, she was a cook, a phenomenal cook. Like, people used to... She would, like, sell her food out of her kitchen.
What?
People would come to the house and buy her food. Like, she was amazing. And I wish that she had kept a recipe book, but...
You know what? I think every family should have like this recipe book, so they should keep like one major recipe that so that it's brought down, like, because there's stuff that I wish my grandmother had
taught you
down.
How to make. Yeah,
and I'm glad my mom taught me certain things, and I definitely want to keep in the family. But I think it's really important, not just to like be an entrepreneur from that, but just to keep it in the family.
Yeah, because there is just like, especially like when you're having a bad day and it's like, you know, it's your favorite comfort food that your auntie made or your mom made or your grandma made, and just like make that for yourself.
That would be it would be everything. Actually,
really would. Yeah.
I guess that's where it comes down to the whole soul food.
Yeah, love my soul food.
I know. So, essentially, Wally is broke, but just it's amazing of all the things that he did. I don't know, like, based on his story, Cecily, what did you learn?
That you need really smart people behind you.
Yeah.
You need financial advisors. You need people to support you and to just help you, you know, just make the right choices.
But I think I find it really crazy that he was one of, like, he was an agent working for William Morris, which is really hard to do. And then he founded these amazing artists. And, like, you would think he would have the most amazing negotiating skills. And look at these contracts, like, something happened. Something went wrong.
I mean, maybe he was just, maybe he got these great contacts because remember in the beginning he said he had every meeting that he had with these now celebrities, he'd offer them cookies. So maybe that was all he needed to get them signed. Is this cookies?
maybe. Who knows? So those cookies might have spoke for itself. Yeah. But also,
the cookies made him trustworthy.
I want my auntie's recipe of cookies. Give me some. But this is really cool. So he, regardless of all his losses, his main thing is like he's stressing reading is important to read to kids. So him and his wife established the Read It Aloud Foundation, and it promotes reading to children. And here's a quote that he actually said.
Yeah, it says, "I encourage parents to read aloud to children at least from birth to 6 years old. I'd really like them to do it beforehand while they're in the womb."
And I did that. Did you do that?
I did.
I think it's important. And I can see a big difference between, like, actually both of my kids when I did it more with my older one than the younger one. But I think it's really important. So this is awesome. So let's try to support Wally. I guess in one of the videos, you can check out our website at tellersontold.com and click on the blog and or a podcast and you'll go to Wally Amos and look at the video. And then he tells you, too, he has a GoFundMe page.
page, and we'll add it to the blog. So yeah. If you guys,
he seems like such a positive soul, you know, like despite his troubles, like he still seems super positive, and that's what life's about, because we all go through trouble, but try to remain positive and, you know, talk to God, keep God
first. Yeah, he seems so amazing just looking at these videos.
He does.
So best luck to you, Wally, Amos. Hopefully you're listening to this. And if so, we support you 100%, and we'll try to do what we can to help you.
Keep dreaming and doing.
Yeah, and thank you for the advice that you gave to all of us.
Yes.
All right, thanks, guys.
Please subscribe.
Listen to our mom podcast. And subscribe.